fucking pad after all, are we?
Yeah. Why listen to Spankwagon Radio on Thursday nights when you can hear the best parts in a promo like this?
I also have an interesting related story, too. One of Claude Ball's wishes is coming through.
Oh, coming true.
Coming true, yeah. Handicap pornography. In Japan right now, the video has already been made right there, and what they're doing is they're going to go ahead and they're protesting the government because the government doesn't want it released. Oh, I thought you were going to throw away.
No.
The government does not want the videotape released. They're saying it's not in good taste, but the producer says, fuck you, I'll do what I want. I already have my money backers. What they're doing is they're taking two paraplegic men, and they're going to have sex with a blind girl and a deaf girl. Now, what makes this funny is the deaf girl can't hear.
Right.
So they say in the video, the guy has to write on a whiteboard what he wants her to do. Cut my balls, toss my salad. Has to write this for her, and she'll do it. Now, I was hoping for mongoloid sex. I mean, but I'll compromise for cripple sex, okay?
Oh, God.
La 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 la.
I remember that day. So I was excited. No school. I'd been raking my father's field, wearing this stupid little dress. Rocking out, raking it up, sort of sweating, feeling good. I was laying on the grass, making big angels. I was feeling kind of itchy on the grass, laying in the sun.
everybody online. just gas. Where do you fucking lag?
Fuck you, dude. Goddamn, man. Just because I got, I'm fucking part Jewish, don't mean I want to really experience the Holocaust.
Wait, what?
Fuck, it's like Auschwitz in here right now. Goddamn, man.
Well, at least I'm not giving you a Dutch oven. I said,
what
don't
the hell crawled up your ass and died, man?
I don't know. Let's see, what? I didn't eat shit today.
Oh, what the?
As in food. Don't get... Mm.
What is that? Well, it must be some kind of old, held-in dry popcorn fart.
Eggs.
Eggs. Fuck, man. Yeah, eggs are hazard to yourself, man. Jesus, man. You're like goddamn bovine, dude.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I farted in my own house, own room. You walked in and got a whiff of the odor.
Jesus, man, it's biblical. There is the smell of brimstone. It's fucking nasty, dude.
Open a window.
Goddamn.
What are you telling me to open a window for? You're not here.
No, I'm afraid, man. Well, I'd like the fresh air, but shit, it's a water treatment plant.
Hey, it fits in. The odor of the house fits in with the odor of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
down the street from the water treatment plant and 2 feet from Trencher's fucking orifice. God damn, bro. Fuck.
God. They all feel for you now because they all know.
God damn, man.
Well,
and you went on road trips with your fucking buddies in Iowa.
Yeah.
No wonder you sat in the fucking trunk.
No, that's definitely not in a window or ass.
Fuck, man. That's why the spank wagon was a station wagon.
He's 2 feet from his orifice. Back the fuck up.
That's why you had the fucking spank wagon was a station wagon. You rolled down a rear fucking window, dude.
Dude, if that we were anyhow.
God damn, man. Night pressure. The living asshole. Fuck, dude. Man, you waste some nuclear waste and had a fucking toxic dump, dude.
Ba-dum-bum.
God damn, man. Shit, man, my eyes are watering, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
Fuck, man, I curdled my milk, dude. Fuck.
Curdled your milk. Oh, my God.
Fuck. That's gonna scar me for life, man. I already fucking got scarred once already, man. Tonight.
Not by me.
No, dude. I was going through the fucking links. We have links, by the way. They'll be up later on tonight.
Late tonight.
Yeah. And I went through... there was one link. I didn't know if I'd published previously, so I was having to check through the archives of links. And what do I run across that I haven't been to, like, since, almost ever, since I put up...
Extreme Elvis.
Yeah.
Thought so.
So I go in, and I get about four clicks into the website, and I see Extreme Elvis nude... singing, getting his head shaved while a black man gropes his genitals.
Good God!
I didn't hit back, I hit Control Q. Fuck.
You just got the fuck out of there.
God damn, man. Fuck. This is like a bad omen night. Plus, I can't drive faster than the police are, even if it's a speed limit.
Oh, yeah?
I have no license plate on my car. I've already got pulled over for that once.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm ordering custom plates, so I can't put plates on my car.
You already surrendered your old ones before you got the new ones.
No, I didn't. They didn't make me hand them over.
Oh.
I just left them on the car going, hee-hee. You know, they'll see plates and think I'm okay. But a cop spots me, runs my plates, pulls me over. Did you know these plates are surrendered, sir? Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got new plates. See that? That's my moving permit. This is my registration. Here's my insurance. Here's my fucking insurance, yes. And my license. Be fucking happy, okay?
Right.
God damn.
That's great.
So.
I am sorry that my obnoxious odor, because it was a little while ago, I am sorry that my obnoxious odor got to you and sickened you.
Damn, man.
However, shall I remind you
it's like Cthulhu
of being
popped
stuck,
out your asshole, dude.
Of being stuck in a Chevy Malibu while you're eating pork rinds, drinking I can't remember what, and then belching everything back up. The gaseous odors that were in that car that night made that tan leather green.
It don't
or
matter,
tan
man.
Fabric green.
It wasn't bad, man. It wasn't that bad as this shit. It was not pleasant, I admit, okay?
Or backing up the toilet.
That was not my fault.
Oh, you're right. You weren't the one using it.
They didn't have a big enough fucking toilet, man.
Speaking of, man, you know what? We're segueing into everything tonight.
Fuck.
And we haven't even gotten anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, welcome to Spankwagon.
Yeah. Spankwagon Radio. Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Man, I'll tell you what. I am excited.
Are
I am
you?
Ready to announce the big fucking news later on this evening. We'll do it on the third segment.
The wife is pregnant.
No. 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 That's not it. But we got.
You're going to get her pregnant.
No.
Anything I can do to help.
Shut the fuck up.
Kid will be born with sideburns. And it'll be a girl.
I can see you one Halloween taking like a magic marker. Haha, sideburns.
There you go. When you have kids, finally, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to draw sideburns on them all.
Oh, the wife will kill you.
So?
I mean, the wife will... Well, actually, the wife would probably laugh her ass off.
Yeah.
She would enjoy the fact that her kids somehow had clawed burns.
That's what you're going to have to do, man. Hmm. You have kids, you're going to have to dress them up at Halloween as me.
Good God, even they have a better sense of dress than you.
They'll love it,
They're
man.
Really good. Well, shit. I don't know. Let's see. I got to buy plaid shirts... gray yellow flannel plaid with red t-shirts and tan Dockers, or in your case Dickies.
Yes.
Ooh. That's kind of a Dickies. You wear Dickies.
No, I wear Dickies.
Right. Okay. There's gay bikers out there too, man. So you could say Dickies.
They're workman's pants, man.
Oh, yeah. Working all right. YMCA.
No, man. More like I'm too sick. Well, no, never mind. Those guys are fags too.
No, actually, they're not.
You sure?
They're not. I saw them on Where Are They Now? The Right Said. You know why they wrote that song? They actually ran a gym. And they were making fun of all of the people that would come in into the gym.
Posers.
It was like a Gold's Gym. Yeah, exactly. They were making fun of all the posers that come in that, I'm too sexy for my shirt, you know? So it was actually a really funny song when you think of it in that context.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see. A little bit of site news. We'll be updating that. We have links.
Yes.
Man, you are the shiznick. Because I was going through the links. You got a couple interesting ones there. Surprise was definitely a
That's
funny
That's great, one. Isn't it?
Absolutely.
There's other ones from other. How's the best way I can tell you this without ruining surprise for everybody else? There are other versions of it, but not for the same topic.
I've seen the Come On Knock on My Door.
That's great, isn't
that's
it?
That's a great one.
They also have Good Old Boys.
Do they have Good Old Boys?
Two versions, part one and two.
Wow.
That is fucking hilarious. Yes, but you saw
it
when you liked
it. I looked at it, I was like, ha 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 ha, click, 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 click.
One link, one link I did not include because I didn't know how our viewers slash listeners slash...
three people.
Traffic would take it.
Traffic.
To our website, yes. There was one, I was going to put it up, but I didn't know, I didn't want it to be an anti-meat message or anything like that. But
the one
I found cool-ass photos
from
the inside of a rendering plant.
Yuck. See, now here's the thing.
And what they do.
I probably wouldn't post it because of the one thought. Mm. I watched Faces of Death 4.
Yes.
And if anybody's watched Faces of Death out there, because, I mean, it was such a big thing to watch in the 80s, early 90s.
You've got to watch
Faces of Death. Well, you know now that most of it's staged.
Yeah, but you know what's kind of frightening about Faces of Death? Not the video itself. There used to be a video update. It's a video rental store that was up by my house.
Video update, yeah.
Yeah, until it went out of business. And what was funny is they had Faces of Death 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wow.
3 was always checked out every time I walked by. I never seen Faces of Death. I've seen the real shit from Executions, which is great. Which is actually funny because the JLD has an interest in the same subject of death.
Cool.
So that's really cool. So we got to talking. I was like, you got to see Executions. That's got some really good murder scenes. She's like, great. So she'll have to rent it now. But Faces of Death 3 was always checked out and I never could figure out why. Till one day I started reading the cover of the back.
Right.
It includes the magic words rape scene.
Ah.
What bothered me about that is not the fact that, that it's included right there, because, I mean, you can find that shit on the internet, but why the fuck is somebody checking this out, like, every fucking week to see a rape scene?
I don't know.
That was like, you got something fucking wrong with you, man.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, think of it this way. You could think of it in the positive light. It's better that they're checking out the video than doing it themselves.
Yeah, I'm kind of borderline on that.
Well, yeah, I didn't say it was the best solution.
Voyeurism is normal.
Voyeurism is very normal.
Rape and child molestation
is
not.
Horrible.
Because they actually figure that a lot of people who actually download that child porn shit, I think they figure something like 30-40% of the people actually have that shit are actual molesters themselves that have come in contact with children.
That's
some scary fucking
shit. That's very scary, because that's a high fucking number.
So that makes me wonder about that rape shit, too.
Yeah.
Hentai is one thing, because that's like a fanboy thing.
Yeah, and it's cartoons.
Yeah.
You know, it's fanboy, it's cartoons, it's just, you know, it's a little creepy. Yeah, I will say hentai is.
I'm sure
creepy.
That if you had a woman with like a snake in her twat, which I've seen on the internet, I've seen pure carnality.
Well, you know why?
And you had hentai next to it, like some tentacle rape scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure damn near everybody would click on the hentai thing.
Yeah, pretty much, just because of the, you know, it's...
It's just a fanboy fantasy type thing that it seems to be a closed fantasy thing.
It is. I think what it is, it's an outfit deal. It's the fact that it's alien. The only reason it's aliens is because of the, you know, they can't show organs.
Which is interesting.
And
you know who I can't find on the internet at all?
Hmm.
The old Hustler cartoon, Chester the Molester.
You found one of them.
I found
in one of your links. We have those in the links.
It shows the character, but he's not called Chester the Molester anymore. He's just called Chester.
Hmm.
Something happened like in the late 80s, which is funny. I used to have him. I lost him. I had all these like old ass Hustler mags, you know, inherited, stolen. It's funny. It's Flying J will back me up on this because he had the same exact stuff. I used to have a copy of the actual. Who the fuck was that guy? Not Swagger.
Falwell.
The Falwell Campari ad.
Oh yeah.
That was so.
Funny,
man. It talks about his first time, and he was like, yeah, Mama was pretty drunk right there, and she staggered into the outhouse, and I just bent her over. Yeah.
Yeesh.
That was funny, and like the Honey Hooker cartoons. But these have the stuff called Chester the Molester.
Yeah, I've seen one of them. The creepiest one was like, he's like swimming with a snorkel, you know, and he's crawling up to a girl, I palm out.
Yeah.
And there's like a little 10-year-old.
The two ones, too.
Really disturbing.
The two ones, one was said free hot dog in a shrub with Chester's like head behind it, and it was a dick in a bun with like ketchup on it, and a little kid walking by going, this little girl going, hmm. And the other one was a, fucking, it was a Halloween one.
Uh-huh.
And Chester's sitting in a seat, you know, like a folding chair, and he's got this, like a tub on top of him, and this girl's like bobbing for apples. She's going, and you see his dick sticking out of the water. And he's like, yeah, a little to the left, you're almost there. Shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but it's really disturbing because it's like kid stuff. And you know what? They don't have that anywhere on the internet.
No, I'm sure they don't.
I was like, wow.
I mean, you know, they got all the internet protection, child protection, save my fucking child from stuff that I'm a parent and I should be doing.
Yeah. You know what, though? I wonder if Hustler actually has I would buy that, a volume of their old cartoons.
You know, they probably have something out there, but I bet it's old.
Like the Dwayne Tinsley stuff, you know, and shit like that. He is funny as hell. He actually does, Trosley, too. Trosley, I found out he does, like, a lot of hot rod art type stuff, you know?
Yeah. Rat Fink.
Yeah.
Well, Rat Fink-esque, not the same guy.
Yeah, not Rat Fink, but, like, you know, cartoons about, like, these dudes that, like, hang out working on their cars and
right.
stuff. Right. You know, like, real classic car devotional type stuff.
Because
I saw this online one day on a fan site. I'm like, damn, that art style looks really familiar. You know, and all I could think of was, you know, the shit, especially the one, it's funny as hell, I found it, I saw it when I was a kid, and I found it in the link tonight, it's one of the final ones, of Quit Scaring Grandma.
Uh-oh.
Did you see that one?
Is that the ones where they always got a classmate bag to blow up?
The what?
I saw a couple of them, like, the classmate bag
No, it's not that. Fucking kid, like, he's got, like, he's holding this, like, paper bag with a hole in the bottom, you know, because it's going like this, you know, because he just popped it, and there's these fucking... There's this walker, right, that's, like, tipped over, and 2 feet dangling out of the fucking ceiling.
Nice.
And this woman going up going, damn it, Jimmy, how many times I got to tell you not to scare Grandma?
Nice.
That and the funny one, it's not in the link, but your wife sent it to me in her Christmas card, the how to tell if you've been really bad with Santa shitting down
the
chimney.
Santa shitting down the chimney.
I love that.
You like that?
You know where I actually saw that?
Mm.
Up at the fucking junkyard. Right next to the register.
Yeah?
He has that fucking original Hustler cartoon up on the wall.
Nice.
It's funny as hell.
Nice.
Yeah, it's make you laugh and it eases the pain of charging you excess prices for fucking car parts.
Yeah, I want this. Well, that's $30. It's $30 new. It's like new. It's new to you, isn't it? Oh, fuck.
New to you, dude. I love
new
that
new to
term.
You.
First time I heard that. Yeah, I bought a new truck, man.
Yeah, new to you.
Yeah, well, it's new to me. Yeah, that kind of stuck with me.
Well, who was that?
This guy I used to work with, and I work at Smith's.
Because I know that's what I say. It's like, oh, I got myself a new truck. And everyone's like, oh, brand new. No, new to me.
New to me.
You know, it's new to me.
Yeah.
It's not mine before. It's mine now. It's new to me.
New to me.
Speaking of a child molester and the whole Chester molester thing, that video arcade that you showed me earlier this week.
Boonga Boonga.
Boonga Boonga. It's Japanese?
It's Japanese.
It's Japanese.
Which is funny.
It's going to be a link.
It's made by Korean people for the Japanese market.
Ooh. Could you explain this video
game? Okay, yes. What it is, well, I just come right out and say it. It's a video, it's like a normal video game stand-up machine.
Yeah.
But there's one difference. In the center of it, aside from your little console start buttons, there's half a mannequin bent over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hole on the ass.
Right.
Okay? Yes, that's right, Reverend.
The finger-poking game.
Well, it's not a poke, okay? Points are racked up by how
many times you can shove the... imagine Lethal Enforcers with a fucking big fist.
Yeah, it's a big fisting finger.
Yes, and you have to insert the finger into the asshole, the rectum of the mannequin. So you gain points by how many times you can insert, how hard, and how deep.
Jesus.
And characters you get to choose from are like lawyer,
child molester,
ex-girlfriend, like
ex-boyfriend.
Sister.
Yeah.
So, it's like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's really... And the disturbing part is...
It's
ooh.
A CGI... It's anime-ish looking, but it's...
Polygon. It's polygon
stuff. But I don't want to say CGI, you're right. It was a bad choice of words. But it's anime-ish type style.
Right.
And the character screams... As you,
can you imagine being an arcade here?
It's an arcade game whose point is sodomy.
Now
what's going to make me laugh is there's going to be somebody drunk enough that's going to pull down their pants and they're going to fuck the thing.
Because
it's right at cock level. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Japan, it's pretty short.
It's pretty short. He says that there's a U.S. version, but they changed it to spanking. No, that is the foreign version that they changed to spanking in the verbiage. I don't know why, but that's not a U.S. version. There is no U.S. version to this. If you have a link to one,
I've not found one in English.
Wait till I post mine. If you have a link other than what we have, let us know.
And you know what? Especially, I know a lot of times, and those would be bonus points, especially for Rev right there. I know because he'll want to look it up right now, too, out of curiosity like us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like for rare games and stuff, like pinball especially, a lot of people maintain national databases where you can find these games.
Yes.
If you could find this game for me, I'd fucking love it. And I'm tempted right now. You know what? If I had the money, just to buy that and have it in the garage. Just to show off to people. I'd never play it because it would disturb me too much.
Disturb you, you know. Buy it. Or if you could find where it's at. Bunga?
Bunga Bunga. B-O-O-N space G-A. Say that twice.
Bunga Bunga.
Bunga Bunga. Not Bunga Bunga. Bunga Bunga.
Bunga Bunga. So, yeah, that was... that.
What's funny? What's funnier is the mascots that they had.
Oh, the faces?
Oh, no, the mascots. People walking around in the costumes.
The turd.
The turd and the
finger.
Poking finger, dude.
Poking finger and a turd.
Which are also on the side of the box.
It looked like a Dairy Queen chocolate cone.
There's a pile of shit, that same turd mascot, on the side of the box artwork.
Oh, man. So
the fuck is wrong with Japan, dude?
What the fuck is wrong with Korea?
Yeah, Korea's just getting back at Japan, man.
Dude, they're getting revenge for something. Here, you play this game, poke fingers.
That's what we should do to prevent Korea from making nuclear missiles. Send them Bunga Bunga. Don't forget all about it, man.
With George Bush's face?
I'm not going to say that.
Why?
Because I'm afraid, like, it'll be some sort of, like, threat against a president, I'll be arrested.
Oh, wait, we're going to hell then, aren't we? I forgot we lost that freedom of speech sometime last year.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, yeah, bye, Trencher. See ya.
All of a sudden, the FBI are knocking on my door like that.
And your friend is okay. He's patriotic, yes. I'm loyal to the party.
Yeah.
He committed the thought crime, not me.
Okay, he already has a link. Rev, hold on to that link until later. We'll get it during our break.
Yeah, I also have another link right there. The link I have was the best one I could find. It's also for another site I haven't checked out yet, so I didn't want to do an individual thing to it. It was another kind of Japan, that's kind of culture of weird shit. That's one of...
Isn't that at all? Trust me, when I was in Chinatown...
Fucking
you
weird.
Can, right there, you're in four or five blocks of just different culture.
I know.
And it's the most amazing thing.
It's cool. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
No, but what happens is I have the best fucking link. Did you go through all the sublinks on it?
I did not get through all the
links. Not only does it show a picture of the cabinet, it shows a picture of the flyer with the instructions and a picture of a guy in action using it.
Yeesh.
And it's spanking game. I've heard that, too. They've called it a spanking game. I guess there's like a watered-down difference. See, what's interesting, you know what I thought was really interesting about...
How do you water down sticking your finger in a mannequin's ass? Or sticking a... paddle finger into a mannequin's ass.
By the spanking thing of, like, having to hit it with a paddle. It's like whack-a-mole, I guess. What's funny,
okay.
though, is like, I went to, it was like 1991, 92.
Mm-hmm.
It was a convention. I can't remember. It would have been the year before Ridge Racer by Namco came out. Because I got to play that in a full-size one.
Wow.
They imported a fucking thing from Japan, dude. It was a full-size Miata shell.
Really?
Yes. It was, like, fucking huge with this big screen. But what happened is they actually had a lot of adult video games there.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed for truck stops. Like, they had one that's, like, easy to win. It's like Breakout, but, like, a shitty one.
Yeah.
And then they had, like, another one. I forget. It was, like, a kind of like Dr. Mario
mm-hmm.
type thing. Not Tetris, but, like, a Dr. Mario. You know
right.
what I mean? And this was designed, like, the more levels you got or whatever, especially, like, the strip poker one, it was, like, an anime character and like, you know, clothes would come off.
Right.
The most it would get was topless or anything like that.
Well,
but they've seen that market right there. And what's funny too, if you really want to find out when for adult video games too, kind of, look at the games for the Sega Master System.
You know what? I don't know if I found these on my own, but I was reading a bunch of stuff about old Nintendo games, and one of the companies out there that what they did is they designed games that were pretty much the softcore porn video games. You know, strip poker, strip
yeah.
biz. Nude trampoline catches. I mean, it was just all kinds of
but
weird
games.
But
the shit for the Master
like
System?
Like a nude Tetris.
But the shit for the Master System?
Yeah.
First one, not two, the first one. This was an officially licensed product.
Really?
By Sega. It had the Sega seal on it.
Hmm.
So that was like, whoa. You gotta like really search the gaming archives for it. Tit has an interesting book of like the history of video games and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The only shit that interests me...
I think it was High Score.
High Score?
High Score with Mario. It was a blue cover. High Score,
yeah.
I believe what it was.
Yeah, so it is Mario on the cover right there, yeah. Some kind of knockoff. And usually, especially Nintendo, had like a lot of bootleg stuff that was not... didn't have the gold seal. It was a certified Nintendo product.
Mm-hmm.
The most time I ever saw those was like an EGA or EGM magazine when it was like Bible Adventures and stuff.
That's the ones I remember of the non-Nintendo
yeah.
one or the Bible Adventure ones.
And
they were hard to beat. Now, wait a minute. Why are you going to make the Bible Adventure such a hard goddamn game?
That's why there's so many atheists, man.
Apparently. Fuck this.
I can't win. Fuck God. You know what's funny, though? Especially, this really made a big impression on me as a kid, and I didn't really fully understand it, but I always remembered it about the power of, you know, the media.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in school, Nintendo came out, and Nintendo was a thing. Everybody had Nintendo. I got Nintendo. I was cool. Then, you know,
mm-hmm.
as cool as you could be when
mm-hmm.
you were in school. And there's one kid that decided
illegal
to
Christian want video games. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
illegal Christian. Yeah, that kind of goes against the rules. I'm sure you've seen these things yourself, right there. But if they're like, I've only seen it once in person my whole life. There's this one kid that had it. There were those bootleg ROM cartridges that had
mm-hmm.
like 50 fucking games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I remember what happened was I got a subscription to Nintendo Power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the first fucking volume, right, going on up like. After it, you know, stopped becoming the Nintendo Fun Club.
Right.
And they actually had a thing on there that was like, help out Nintendo and stuff. And it's like, if you see any of these games, please report them to Nintendo. And I remember,
wow.
like, seeing, like, a year later, there was this thing, like, you know, like a real big congratulations thing to all the people. And it was like, fucking, you know, thanks for helping. You know, we couldn't have done without you. It's like, damn, that's power when you can, like, get people to, like, narc on other shit.
Oh, yeah, but that's what it's
Why
about.
Am I looking at a toilet video game?
I don't know, but this is something Rev just sent us.
What, Rev, please type in what the object of this is. I don't read Japanese, and since you watch animated stuff.
He knows Japanese by just watching TV. Hey,
hey man, he
learn.
Did a Photoshop image one time that had Japanese characters in it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, he also Photoshopped you.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know
Does
what
that mean he's a Claude Balls expert?
No, but that's go by
oh,
the same...
Oh, I'm sorry, Airwolf pulled that up. My bad.
Ah.
Sorry about that, Airwolf. Didn't mean to, you know, not give credit where credit was due.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even look. I didn't look fully.
Shit.
I see Reverend Hammer keep posting.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Rev, take a look at that and find out. Since you
yeah, Airwolf doesn't know what it is. He only found it.
You know what? That's by the same fucking logic that just because I can go in and order Spanish food now, I'm like fucking Eric Estrada. Okay? I don't know fucking
no,
Spanish
that's
that well.
Ray. Ray's Eric Estrada. We know this. Hey, let's go ahead and do Mad Props real quick. So let's get Mad Props out of the way.
Mad Props.
All right, first off, let's give mad props to Reverend Hammer, the official archiver of Spank Wagon Radio. Not to mention, just for the sake of plugging, he is doing a Christmas Eve show. He will be doing a live, it's a very beer-y Christmas. You know, so he will be basically getting drunk on the
wow,
air.
Wow, a live broadcast. Wow, that's great.
So he's doing a live broadcast there. Also, let's give...
Well, fuck it, we should compete! The ratings war. Nah, I wouldn't do that, man.
Nah, really.
Yeah.
That and I got better things to do for Christmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Sleep. Fuck the holidays.
Fucking sleep, that's all.
So, oh, yeah, that too. God, I didn't think of that. Thank you. All right, another thing to kind of go through, or say, is to...
This is what I've got to ho-ho-ho about.
Oh, Jesus. You either be nice or I'm going to start laying gas bombs again. I want to say mad props to Airwolf for hanging out and being cool. And mad props to me for being on time.
Yeah, mad props to you. It's your house, yeah. Not like me. Hey, man, I had reasoning. Hey, mad props to the, the impact embankment down on the Martin Luther King off-ramp that Red Rum crashed into.
Yeah, if you're wondering where Red Rum is, we'll get... Actually, fuck the break. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.bftb.net. If you do want to join us in our chat and kind of...
Shit.
Kind of, you know...
Fuck!
You're just not having... Good luck with that.
The curse of Mad Props. Curse of the clicker licker pop.
Curse of the third hole.
Sounds like
over.
A shitty, like a Nancy Drew mystery. The curse of the clicker licker pop. He's a magic cover one. The fucking evil clicker licker. Yeah, well.
Oh, my God.
So anyhow.
Spank, if you want to get into the Spank Wagon chat, of course, we're on the /net servers. The room number, or the room channel is pound Spank Wagon.
Pound Spank Wagon on /net.
So. You can always check that out. Of course, if you're really cool and elite, you'll do your own IRC because the budget still hasn't been approved yet for the Java chat, but that is coming soon.
Yeah.
I had to get a new home warranty because I decided to renew. Last year...
You refi?
Huh?
You refi?
No, didn't refi. I could get a new... I can update my home warranty for another year.
Ah.
So I decided to do that, and that kind of went, how much? Fuck. But it saved me over... last year, it saved me probably about $1,000.
You're probably going to use it, too.
I will.
Judging by the hallway that's with the sinkhole on the second floor out there.
That's going to be used this year. Sinkhole. And if I think I did it right...
That's what you can do for your kids. Just rip the floor up and put a slide in.
You keep telling me Quikrete. I'm about ready to damn just... fuck the carpet. Just pour Quikrete all over the floor and...
Quikrete?
Quikrete.
Use a Quikrete.
Ding, 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 ding. Fuck, we're getting link bombed here. But yeah, let's move on.
Red Rum.
Red Rum.
This is a very funny story.
If you're listening, because he's told me you would be, but you're not in our chat, I wonder if you got your subwoofer hooked up there. Red Rum has some creative driving. Now, here's what... The conversation start out.
Well, what happens? Red Rum comes in late because she's doing a shift change with Yes Man, I believe. And she, says, sorry, I'm late. You know, I didn't really take notice of it because, I'm not on fucking Red Rum watch, let alone anybody else.
No, you're responsible. You're barely on your own watch.
Yeah. So anyhow, she proceeds to tell us that she hit the. What the fuck is that called?
Yeah, okay, if you go on an on-off ramp, I mean, in any big city, you've got that not Jersey rail or Jersey barrier, but it's the steel barrier.
It's like where shit like divides in a fork in the road,
and it's a and steel
it's got, barrier. It's got yellow caution stripes, and it's got like the plates behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an impact barrier basically for if you miss your lane and you hit that instead, you won't totally ruin the freeway because if you hit the concrete, if you ever hit a K barrier. If you hit it right, they do explode.
They do.
I've seen it myself.
Also supposed to slow you down, sort of gently.
Sort of gently, but we all know
not
that
a sudden stop impact.
It's not a complete wall.
So Red Rum hit one of these things. Yep. Her car drifted into it. / went out of control. / don't know.
/ I think she got cut off. That's a pretty bad
I asked her if she did. She said she hadn't. Hmm. See, that was the first thing that popped
in my head. Because that's the first thing that popped in my head, too, is you got to get cut off. Because where that is... It's an exit. It's a lot of people merging.
Yeah.
Because it's right past the L.A. merge, where the 95...
No, it's not past L.A. merge.
Yeah.
It's past the...
No.
It's L.A., Salt Lake City merge, then
okay.
MLK.
L.A. merge, L.A. exit, and Salt Lake exit, and then MLK exit.
Well, the problem also with this, too, is you also have the fucking merge from I-15 coming down,
too. I-15 comes down over behind you, though. So what happens is that spot, particularly every single day... Doesn't matter how fast you're going up to it. By the time you get to the spot, you're going 35 miles an hour because people are getting on and off I-15, and it slows you down. So, and also, that's where the traffic really picks up between I-15 and all the way down past 95 south.
Yeah, so anyhow...
in-town traffic.
Red Rum hit
right
this thing.
That's
really fucked up, too. Not the fact that this is the third time her car's been in a major accident, but her airbags did not go off.
Did not deploy
now,
at all.
She says she's okay, but I think she should see a doctor as well as a lawyer to go ahead and get a fucking...
Not necessarily in that order, either.
No. But what happens is Trencher here comes in, and he finds out that Red Rum's been in an accident, And he pops off this remark. I mean, totally innocent, really. He's like, yeah, you know, speaking of accidents, you know, I saw somebody hit that damn impact barrier again.
Yeah, someone hit it. I was laughing. I go, did you know, thinking of accidents, it must be a bad day because some idiot smashed into the impact barrier again.
On the off-ramp.
On the off-ramp. And then Fred Rum's like, hee-hee, that's me. Oh, what? Shit, are you okay? I mean, you hit that pretty hard. Everybody's like, what did it look like? What did it look like? And I can tell you right now, if it was supposed to be straight like this,
mm-hmm.
it's at about a 35 to 40 degree
angle. Was it repaired when you went to work today?
No, it was still broke.
I'll have to see that. I'm going to probably drive by.
It should be broke. It should be still broke.
It should be broke.
Last time I remember, the last time that thing got hit, it took them like a month to fix it. What they'll end up doing is putting an orange cone out there and call that safe for a while.
Well, actually, you know what they've actually done other places if it's beyond damage? What I've actually seen they'll do is if it's bad enough, they'll rip it up, and especially if there's enough room, they actually have those flatbed trucks, you know? The flatbeds that haul a cargo,
mm-hmm.
and they have the impact barriers behind them
for
the workers when they're doing construction.
Yep.
I've actually seen NDOT, they'll park one of those to act as an impact barrier in the meantime.
It's too wide. It's too wide for that location because we're talking about an area that's maybe about two feet in width. They're not going to park a 6 foot in width impact barrier. Mm.
Yeah, that's good.
But
it'll
get the safety cone of orange, and that's it.
A barrel or a cone? What
not even, I'm going to say it's going to be a long pylon. I'm going to say a pylon.
Think so?
Yeah. Knowing the DOT, because you got to understand, I've watched them close all our ramps down here. I mean, there's been days where I've seen two or three ramps in a row closed, and I can't access until I go way past and then way back. That shit pisses me off.
Welcome to Nevada.
Yeah, I know. It's not as bad as Iowa. I will say this. It had spring. Or let me go the other way. Let me go fall, winter, spring, construction, fall. Okay? It just was bad. And they
I can give you a worse scenario.
You don't understand. Here we got lucky. They close a road. How long is a major road closed? Maybe 3 days. And if it is closed, it's going to be mostly at night from 9 p.m. until 6 in the morning.
Kind of. I've seen worse up by my house here.
You've seen a lot worse, but you got a freeway going through, and that's a little different than a major road.
No, these are major roads. Lone Mountain, they had to shut down for a construction, to put in drainage.
But even Jones Boulevard, one of our main roads heading north-south on the western side of the valley, they had to close the bridge on Jones because they're doing it. And what did they do? They... they put in that temporary military bridge,
mm-hmm.
which is a really hoot to drive over. It's shorter than I expected, but it's still kind of fun.
Yeah, I know.
You can
it's
see
different.
Down through it. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's like the bridge in Virginia, except it doesn't throw your car left and right.
Yeah.
But,
I bet.
You know, here, they close them 9 until morning, you know, and then it's fine. In Waterloo, Iowa, let's just go fucking general. I mean, we're talking interstates and everything. They will close the shit off the whole summer. It takes them forever. Because they don't work at night, they don't work on weekends.
Jesus, I can do you one better than well, possibly. You tell me what you think. Imagine this: downtown LA, mm-hmm. LA Basin, going into the lower part of the San Fernando Valley.
That traffic sucks already.
Normal commute.
Yeah.
Monday afternoon, shut down to one lane.
Oh my God!
For pavement.
Oh.
Repair.
My God. Oh Jesus! Because I know the freeway is going to get pavement repair soon because they got a whole chunk. Imagine a chunk about the size of the tread tire.
Where's this
road.
At?
95, right before the 15 North exit. So right before you head to Salt Lake City exit.
Right.
It's pretty bad.
Interesting. Well, the traffic was brought to you by Tringer's Ass. It's a gas. He has no class.
God. Oh. Anywho. Let's see.
People are
actually,
like,
you know what? We could do two sets. Well, we have. They're all hearing us bitch about our traffic patterns.
I don't like the traffic.
Traffic sucks here, but I'll tell you what. I've seen it worse.
Orange barrels.
Fuck down my way. I've seen bad traffic here.
Yeah.
I know that they were very disappointed because they just opened up, the whole beltway on the
western
side.
It's only two fucking lanes!
And you know what happened? Now that the beltway's open, it's crowded with traffic. And every single day, I kid you not, what was supposed to be the traffic reliever is now the traffic problem.
It is.
And it will back up the rest of the system.
It does.
So they didn't fix anything.
No. All they do is they just... It's like you do a bypass on a fat guy's heart. And the fucking cholesterol goes, yee-hee, goody!
New.
Yeah.
Never heard cholesterol go, ee, goody.
Well, yeah, I can. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Big news for everyone out there, and I'm going to let Claude. Could you tell them what DVD has been released?
Back to the Future.
All right.
Finally.
No shit.
And it's defective.
What?
I forgot to include this. It's going to be a news story. I'll find you the link. It's actually on the Back to the Future message boards.
Mm-hmm.
Version 1, Back to the Future 1 is okay, but 2 and 3, what happened was they did a widescreen,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't readjust the resolution for a widescreen.
What?
They cropped it.
Everybody's missing their fucking head.
There's certain parts where it's like the top of the head is gone.
Uh-huh.
If anybody gets to do this, this is the most prominent one out of it. If you've seen Back to the Future 2, in the future after they get back, and the
are we talking about Biff's future, the Biff's present?
No. When they go to the good future before the time thing,
mm-hmm.
Marty's all wet, and Doc reaches down, hits a button on his jacket, and it
blow dries him.
It's off screen. It's cut off, like, right down there. So he could be grabbing Marty's balls for all you know.
Oh, jeez.
That's, like, the most prominent one. This guy who did it, man, this is, like, too much time on your hands. He does a still shot of the DVD and a still shot of the laser disc and superimposes them, makes them both transparent and matches them each up pixel for pixel.
Jesus.
To show you where the line, where it ends, where the overlapping. Of where it what you should see.
You know, that takes a lot of effort.
Yes, it does. But Universal Studios has already given an official press release. In late January, early February, new discs will be available, so current owners of the widescreen edition Back to the Future will be able to trade their discs in for the proper ones.
How will we know it's the fixed one?
It's not supposed to be cropped.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying if you look in the case on the outside, how are we going to know?
I don't know. So right now, every widescreen, every full screen is okay, but every widescreen edition of Back to the Future right now,
is
you see,
fuck sword.
Part 1 and 2 are.
Wow. I'll have to remember that, because I know I was going to go out and buy them, but I think I'm going to hold off till July.
Why July?
By that time, all the defective ones are going to be out of the field. So
well, you just buy it, they'll exchange it for you, no problem.
Oh, that's good. But what happens if you keep exchanging for bad ones? I can just see this going rounds and rounds and rounds. That's why.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I can just see, because, you know, little fucks-ups like that.
But I can tell you right now, the movie,
mm-hmm.
the fucking... I've read complaints from other, like, DeLorean owners, and for some reason, DeLorean owners aren't always the biggest Back to the Future fans.
Yeah.
They're like, I like Third World better. Third World had better features to it. Like, fuck you, I liked it. What I really love about it, I've never seen this feature
before. Tard no drive.
Yeah, basically. Tard no time travel. there's a feature I never heard of before called Animation Anecdotes. It's like pop-up video, but animations will happen on the screen. A skateboard will go by, mm-hmm. a fucking DeLorean will go, hum, across the fucking screen. The out-of-time plate will spin. The fucking Wild West hat will pop up and get an arrow shot through it, or a fucking hoverboard will, like, fly across the screen.
Well,
and it pops up. And there, everything from, boink, fact, the DeLorean was built in Dunmurry, Northern Ireland. This, right? Fact, this, you know, fucking 8,500 cars.
Spider-Man does that. Spider-Man does it as well. You get, like, a little spider that, shoop. Did you know that Peter Parker is really where it's supposed to web out, you know? And
but there was, like, ultra uber geek shit I did not know.
Really?
I watched Back to the Future through the anecdotes, because by that time, because I, like, watch Back to the Future 1 stuff. Now, by the way, not only is there anecdotes, but there's, like, fucking commentary by anybody and everybody.
Yeah, commentary. And
up the ass. The deleted scene, I'll get to that. But I'm watching Back to the Future 3 before he goes back to the Wild West, mm-hmm. and he's, like, arguing with Doc. He goes, facts! Look behind Doc real quick! There's the clock in his bathroom that he was trying to hang while he slipped and shit. And sure enough, there's a clock back there! There was shit I did not know.
My God! I mean, but you know what, though? You gotta give Back to the Future... No, you gotta give Back to the Future people props. They're continuity editors. Mm-hmm. The people who have to keep the shit in order, do good.
They show deleted scenes, and the deleted scenes were, like, the most fucked up one is Back to the Future 3.
Mm.
Where Biff Tannen fucking murders Marshall Strickland.
Whoa!
I was like, damn, that's like... Because, I mean, it was like good fucking acting, dude. It's like a violent death scene. He shoots him in the back. And his son is like crying for him. And he just like rides off.
Damn. But of course they took it out because that was too... Well,
it really did heavy. Kill the mood. Yeah, it did.
It's too heavy for the film.
Well, it was heavy. Great Scott.
Yeah. I had
but,
to say
Like the fucking anecdote shit was like fucking hilarious. I mean, like, this has been a big fucking debate, right? One of the biggest flubs in Back to the Future 1 is Doc's wearing Velcro shoes in 1955.
It wasn't invented yet.
So they said, like, they came back with him in his suitcase for this and that. There's this fucking... But it's also kind of a spoiler in a way, because it'll tell you to, like, it'll give you a little hint and it'll say, watch for this later on in the movie. There's a scene in the middle where Marty's talking with Jennifer,
uh-huh.
and he's like, you know, she's telling him you should send in the tape to the record company. He's like, I just don't think I can take any kind of rejection. Jesus, I sound like my old man, right? And I never really thought about that. And there was something I never paid attention to. After he gets back to 1985, mm-hmm. you know how he's walking out to the living room and he sees it's changed?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever notice what he had in his hand?
Mm-mm.
He's got an envelope. And I never understood that. I just thought it happened to be a prop he was carrying for no reason.
Right.
And it tells him, Marty now has self-confidence and is going to mail the demo tape into the record company. I'm like, holy shit! And it's like, it's like fucking nitpicking, like, little details and topics. And
well, it's something that they've thought people never picked up on.
Indiscrepancies I did not realize at all.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Jules Verne novel actually came out in this right there. You know, did you know Doc's related to the inventor of the rocket? They're, you know, because the name is this and that. Fucking just all weird shit. What? Then they tell his middle name. It begins with an L. I forget what the fuck it was. Like off the wall, weird fucking trivia and shit.
Well, we'll have to check that out once really they get the new discs.
Yes.
So, folks, listen in. You get that Back to the Future once they get the new discs in.
The full screen is okay, but I'm not
grabbing Marty's nuts.
It looks that way. You honestly won't notice it unless you're like a hardcore fan.
Well, if you're a hardcore fan.
But it really kind of, you know, I imagine would take a lot out of it.
It probably would, especially if you had things that especially if you had things that were going on off
I also screen. Wonder how many Back to the Future fans we have out there. See, I don't really get heavily into my DeLorean shit and Back to the Future stuff because I don't want to make it exclusive. But if anybody's interested for a link on it right there, I can give you the tour, which I'm actually going to do one day. I put some time aside.
Uh-huh.
The tour of all the filming locations of Back to the Future in Southern California.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. They tell you directions on how to get to fucking Marty's house, like, through MapQuest. They give you the exact address of the fucking house.
I bet they're really happy.
Yeah, all these people are.
DeLoreans drive by every single day.
They tell you how to get to the fucking La Puente Hills Mall and shit, where they did the chase sequence.
Oh, where they did the... first it was Twin Pines, and then it was the
Lone Pine.
Lone Pine.
There's anecdotes in that. No, pay attention here. But there's also... I really liked it because, before I get to this, the DVD is going to be very disjointed, though. It's a 3-disc set.
Yeah.
And I bought it at Walmart. It only cost me $38.
Nice.
So I was like, fucking damn, that's cheap. Because the retail is like recommended is $52.
That's where I got the Lord of the Rings collector's edition for $60.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to hold off, and it'll probably end up costing me like $100, maybe $120, I don't know. Mm. I'm going to wait till... The Return of the King comes out, and I'm going to get the collector's edition, all three in a set, because I know they're going to have it.
Yeah.
I would prefer to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to do it this way, because, I've never seen it before, so I needed to see it, according
good
to
movie,
Michelle. So.
But yeah, but like I say, the Back to the Future, was it worth the wait? I don't know. A lot of the stuff, I think it was. You know,
I think if it wasn't worth the wait for the film, it was worth the wait for the extras. Because a lot of people are buying these DVDs. You know, and the reason I like the DVDs
the
is
the
extras. The
fucking outtakes are hilarious.
Do they talk anything about Eric Stoltz?
No,
good.
Not at all.
You know,
I
was at a Starbucks.
Eric Stoltz threatened to threatened to sue Universal if his footage was included.
What a dick.
I know. And if you go to bttf.com, go through the media archives, you can see pictures of it. It looks like Johnny Depp from 21 Jump Street. It makes no sense.
Who knows?
But you were at the Starbucks.
Hold on, I gotta sneeze. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Wish I had a mic mute. I was at Starbucks and they had, get a free coffee if you answer this question. And I'm like, who was originally selected to play Marty McFly in the... Oh, I know this one! And I could... You know what name I came up with after thinking?
Huh.
Eric Roberts. Eric fucking Roberts. We're talking a bad B-movie actor.
You
want to
talk about
somebody Roberts.
Overact really heavily.
You know, but no. I was like, Eric something. And they're like, well, you're close. I go, do I get half a cup? No. Damn. You know, but
it's funny.
I knew what it was because of our conversations, yeah. And I just didn't know.
The material is really disjointed because they have like a behind the scenes thing on the DeLorean.
Mm.
Like,
oh, really?
Where they show the concept drawings.
Mm-hmm.
The concept drawings, a couple of them like, and there's like, or most of them are kind of, there's a couple that are just like, fucking, whoa. When they redid the whole fucking design of the car, it was fucking bitching. And they're like, you know, we liked it, but it was like too good looking because it's supposed to look like a homemade car.
Right.
You know? And then what happens is like disc one has part of the DeLorean thing on it where they show the concept. Disc two has like a commentary by Bob Gale. And it's really cool because they actually show like their ultimate fan letter they got was from John DeLorean.
Really?
He's like, I really like what you do with the car. Thank you for choosing it and immortalizing it forever. In a positive light. I'm like, whoa. And they show the letter. It's really got a signature. It's real.
Very
so
nice.
I was like, wow.
So
the outtakes are funny.
By the way.
I never heard Marty McFly cuss.
Oh, really?
They show, he's like, Doc, you're squeezing the shit out of me. Like, he's just good to, like, they're trying to get the horses at the same time. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's trying to get his horse, and the horse is, like, fucking sidestepping and shit. And there's this one fucking scene, man, where Michael J. Fox comes out like a fucking vato, man.
Vato?
Yes.
Oh,
he's a greaser. You have to fucking see it. It's great.
Well, I'll see it. I'm still waiting to see Tron's collective.
Yeah, I gotta get that too, man.
So
Tron has some bitchin'.
Tron has some bitchin' stuff, I hear.
They have the missing scene. Some of the missing scenes, and they have the most complete one that they took out at the last minute, dude.
Hmm.
Tron goes into Yuri's bedroom. And it's like, let's get it on.
I know, I've seen...
There's even a full score for it.
Wow, I've seen demos for Tron 2.0. I've seen mm-hmm. some character stuff.
They're coming out with that finally?
I don't know. They're
looking. It's going to be a game or a movie.
It's a game. It's not a movie. It's a game. Anybody who thought Tron 2.0 was going to be a movie...
It was supposed to be. That was originally Buena Vista's...
It a game. So, what was I going to say? You brought up John DeLorean. And for the sake of our message boards, what does the Z in JZD stand for?
Zachary.
So there you go. Is it Jonathan or John?
John.
John Jonathan. Zachary DeLorean.
Yes.
So there you go, folks. Fun for the message boards. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm going to play some music that I downloaded just for Claude.
It's by the way, fuck VH1 and Zoltan.
You know what? Zoltan was funnier than hell. It's fuck Michael Ian Black.
Fuck Zoltan.
Why?
Because my doors don't open out that far.
You know what? Zoltan was funny. He's been the funnier one.
Fuck Zoltan. And fuck Michael Ian Black, too, okay? That motherfucker can kiss my ass. What was that fucking cunt, too? That Max say my car looks like a Maxi Pedaling.
I don't
fuck
know.
Fuck that bitch.
But
boy.
Yeah, I've been like,
who
was
that one motherfucker?
Because if you ever know anything about Claude, if you ever say anything bad about his vehicle, he hates you for life. Indiscriminate. He is very, very prejudicial when it comes to that.
Shit, I'm on a message board right now with other fucking DeLorean owners, and they're telling me I should fucking calm down.
I don't blame them.
I'm like, why, man? Stand up for your fucking rights, man.
You're standing too far up, okay? You're making an ass. Anyhow, you are listening to
this ass, man. I'm like, what's that guy? I'm like fucking the Michael Collins of DeLorean.
Oh, good God. Okay, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
They'll never take
by
our
the way,
car keys!
If you don't know who I am, I'm Trencher. This is Claude.
Actually,
we're going to go on a break,
part.
And we'll be back in a minute. We'll be right back. to complain about. That's all it is.
Fire! Fire! You know, I actually did that too, man. My parents,
everyone,
my parents still hate. Well, yeah, my dad's. Yeah, I'm not really gonna get any complaints out of him.
Well, look what fire does. Anywho, so. Hey, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. It's Thursday night. You're being corrupted by us for 2 hours.
Fire!
Or at least
fire!
Another 1 hour. You are...
I'm sorry. I apologize for that bad Beavis and Butthead thing. I mean,
it's all...
It's like Chris Ripley in a second.
We got talking about DVDs. But for everybody who was listening in, the music I just played there, the Up Here with the Chick, that everybody was headbanging to... It's a group called Powder, P-O-W-D-E-R, and
it's a link this month.
I'll tell you, it's a link this month because what I did was I've been watching Much Music. I'm pretty much saying fuck MTV.
Now stop and explain something a second. You have, but I haven't. I have not been watching this.
Okay.
Until you introduced it to me.
Yes, that's true. I have been watching Much Music lately because
yes.
I've been, you know, turning it on in the background while I do my homework or whatever. And I've been watching a little more and more TV every week.
That's good.
You know, it's just kind of burning out of being on the computer. It'll change. I'll go back to watching, you know, less TV and more of
Prawn
on the computer. Anywho, I'm listening and I hear this song and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I kind of lean back to look in the living room and I see this chick who has just, I don't know how to say it, but James Manfield makeup, basically. You know, it's just
imagine the face and body of Jane Mansfield. Okay. Marilyn Monroe was only 38. Jane Mansfield was 40. Especially if you know what I just meant by that.
Right.
But she has like the Carol Channing makeup thing. Mm-hmm. That early 60s.
Early 60s.
Early to mid 60s, like conservative makeup on. And you know what? I don't like blondes, dude. But her best is when she has that makeup on and she has platinum hair.
Platinum hair. Multi-wigs. So.
Yeah, and she's not bald. She actually wears a skull cap. To
right. You'll understand what we're talking about there. But what I saw it. Well, what I saw was this just great body. The face wasn't really much of mine that I can get into.
The face is important to me, really.
To you, yeah. To me, the face just wasn't what I would like. So, but what the funny thing was is her outfit was a bikini, and instead of a regular top, bikini top, it was two tap lights. And what I see is I see her go, ah, smack, turn on her left boob, smack, turn on her right boob, and start fighting crime and her light up.
It's fucking great, dude. It is.
But it's a good video. It's a good song. If you get Much Music, I say listen to it. I mean, we're pimping a lot of shit today.
Yeah.
But Much Music... Sum 41.
And this is the problem. SR 71. I'd never heard. I've heard them on the internet one time, but I never saw them play on MTV. And Sum,
of course not.
You know. And Sum 41. The first time I ever saw was they did that one song. It said Sum 41. You know.
Yeah.
And the slanted font, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's okay. It's a ska band, like a Blink 182 ripoff. And then I saw what the fuck is the name of that song, dude?
I don't even know the name of it.
I don't know, man. I'll have to get the stuff. It's fucking great.
But, I mean, all day today at work, all we kept on was Much Music because they kept playing videos. And you know what? The rotation is literally in 9 hours, I saw one video maybe twice.
There's something better than that, too. You know what I really dig about Much Music?
Mm.
Which is funny because they do this parody of MTV, you know, that it sucks. And it's totally dead on. I fucking hate it when I watch MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Two videos in particular by Eminem I like.
Mm-hmm.
Without Me and the fucking new one, Lose Yourself.
Right.
Now I do like them. I don't like it when I flip by and I've seen Total Request Live and I see Lose Yourself come on. I'm like, mm-hmm. Rock on. I start getting into it and they play it for like 30 seconds and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate that.
Yep.
I fucking dislike
Carson. Or you watch TRL, and yes, I've seen TRL back in the day, and I quit watching it after I watched it one day. And it's like every single song, they cut off early.
I hate that.
And they start up late. And I'm like,
fucking
what the hell?
I hate that.
You know, this isn't right.
The TRL was supposed to be like this interactive thing. It was like, kind of cool. I remember when TRL before was like full TRL Carson Daly.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the shit where you'd type in messages, like Much Music does with Request type mm-hmm. stuff. It was like real popular, dude.
Yep.
They had like moderators. It's not live, dude. The thing is, they do have moderators, okay?
Oh, of course.
So you can't say like, you know, fucking Adolf Hitler rocks, okay? Or, you know, like... My next door neighbor Bob takes it up the ass for dimes. Okay, it is censored, you know.
For dimes,
yeah,
that's fucked up.
I mean,
that's really fucked up.
You can't say that shit, man.
Nope, you can't. Let's see.
Yes, some stupid ass teen talking during songs and shit. Fuck yes, man. I hate that shit.
Oh yeah.
Hi there, my name is
Jimmy, I hate that shit, dude. I so fucking hate that. I'm like, you know what, man? If I was watching TV and somebody popped up with that shit on the couch next to me, it'd just be whoopsh. Unless, of course, it's my mom, you know. She's
well,
like,
I don't know.
She hit me harder back.
All right. You know what? It's time for some spank news.
Spank news.
I'm your host. No.
Yeah, I always love that sound effect, man. Nobody uses a typewriter anymore.
No one does. Well, no, you do if you have ICQ. ICQ is that little typewriter.
I turn that shit off. I hate that fucking sound effect. That's just bad. And it's like,
oh yeah, like you,
it crashes my computer.
Like you and that fucking
every time something fucks up, man.
All right, I grab.
It don't matter what it is, man. Wrong link, man, or fucking red light, dude. You couldn't get to run it.
You lose. Today, Radio Shack robotic arms just took a leap in it.
We were talking about this earlier. What was it?
We got to talk about that.
I know. We didn't talk about that. I saw you play that shit on your computer. I was like, fuck, dude.
Okay. If anybody's been on Slashdot today, any geeks out there, you already know what I'm talking about.
Please
but
go
it's
into
the Robo Coaster.
Yeah, go into detail.
The detail is basically is a two-seat roller coaster. I think it's configurable up to four. I didn't get too far into it because I had to work. What it is a giant robotic arm that will move you around in a full 360 range of motion, upside down, right side up, rounds and circles. It is a good roller coaster simulator.
It sounds like pop lyrics, I'm sorry.
But what it does is it looks like one of those old, you knew the name of the Radio Shack robotic arms.
Armatron.
The Armatron, where you turn it on to a time limit.
That's right, and the energy levels as they went down.
Yeah, and it was battery powered, and you moved it left, right, and grabbed stuff.
Four D-cell batteries, man.
That died quick.
Now, do you remember the toys that came with the accessories?
No, I do not. I don't remember the toys.
It was like a little half pipe to be a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
There were two of those. I believe they were both gray, and you had two blue balls.
So you had to put the balls on top of the...
Yes, and you had like a little box thing, so you have to go and pick him up and like be able to set him back.
Jesus. See, now,
I love that, dude.
To me, the Armatron, this thing, though, looks like a giant Armatron. And it works like a giant Armatron. So you're being spun around, and what happens if the energy pedal level dies? Duh!
Yeah. Turn the wheel!
I mean, does the operator have two giant joysticks?
Remember, it wasn't four aft left and right, it was... Turn like
oh,
that.
You had rotary turns as well, so you had full range, eight position
now
joysticks.
Now the question is, do you remember what all the controls did?
Open the claw, close the claw, arm up and down,
how
left,
you, how
right.
How did you do all that?
Rotate, huh?
Okay.
Oh no, don't moving on, but yeah, check it out. It's Robo Coaster. Just look up Robo Coaster. I'm sure if you Google it, it will be easily
found.
And
I saw this right here, and I'm telling you something right now, what I told Trencher. This appears to me to be the mechanical bull of the 21st century.
It's going
to
be the mechanical. You know what, though? You know where it's going to go? And I guarantee it, we will see it in Vegas. We will see it at the Adventure Dome at Circus Circus. It will be there.
Probably.
That is an Adventure Dome type ride. Adventure Dome, it's a 3 or 4 acre internal, inside
you know, I've never
the
been
park.
In.
My wife, the wife, whatever's been there a couple times. I haven't been there. I'm not a big ride. I got sick on the speed at Sahara.
Speed is different, dude.
But I enjoyed.
Speed doesn't psych you up, okay?
Speed
is like, oh, look
sick.
It, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
You know what? Speed is like going to a chiropractor, okay?
No, it's worse
You're
than
sitting
that.
There
it's
just going, yeah, I'm on a ride, woohoo, you, and then you fucking just take off, mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah, but I mean, it will make you sick.
It's not like going chicka, 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 chicka up a fucking hill
and
you slowly go down and catch air.
It's not a normal roller coaster.
No, you fucking accelerate.
You accelerate, you're gone.
From a dead stop.
Anyhow. Yeah, I got sick on the Papikun ride. Yeah, Papikun, when he drives a car, is pretty much like speed. Left, right, left again. Speed up, slow down and go right. Speed up and go left. Ah! You thought I got sick when I ride with you?
No.
Yeah, I was green.
Yeah, but you fucking look funny as hell trying to squeeze half your face through my toll booth window.
Hey, I gotta get the air. Let's see. I want to kind of go an article that I know. Two articles that kind of relate to previous articles that we've talked about. You know, I was going to do this one. I'm not because it's just too fucking lame.
The
World Trade Center building proposals,
they're all kind of
weird looking.
I've lost interest. The only thing I'll accept myself is the original buildings back.
And that's everybody's sentiment.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what they need. This is something here, Vegas only. Again, we're very Vegas-y because, hey,
we're local.
Las Vegas. Yeah, we're local. Headline, Mayor's booze money will help dry out drunks. I love the sun.
Help dry
out. Las Vegas sun. Some of Mayor Goodman's
liquor... That's bullshit.
Liquor,
all they're going to do is like say, like, oh, we'll help you. And then they come in, they're going to run a fucking background check and arrest them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Knowing Oscar Goodman.
If Oscar Goodman does it his way, that's how it will work. Yes. Some of Mayor Oscar Goodman's liquor endorsement money was designated Wednesday to help the City of Las Vegas fund a proposed community triage center that aims to help chronic drunks. Mayor Goodman received a $100,000 contract to endorse Bombay Sapphire Gin. So, if you see Bombay Sapphire Gin ads, and you see this guy that's kind of old, looks like he was in Casino, that's
our mayor.
Because he was. Because he was. That's our mayor. But basically, he took half and gave it to a school project, Meadow School, which his wife runs.
I'm sorry, this is not right.
And he took the other half and is going to give it to the city to start up a triage center because they want to open the center up so cops can drop the drunks off there instead of waiting 8 hours for them to sober up enough to go to the emergency room.
I'm sorry, this is not right, okay? Having Oscar Goodman fund money for shit to treat drunks is like having George Bush telling kids smoking kills.
Exactly.
Okay?
Mayor's booze money will help dry out drunks. That's the best part.
But it's the fucking mayor, okay? He's a fucking, like, semi-celebrity already.
He is a semi-celebrity.
Before this shit, for being, like, a mob lawyer, okay, now he's a fucking mayor of one of the greatest entertainment cities.
As he says, he's the happiest mayor in the world.
Yes. Okay. And this guy's, like, going to, like, preach shit like, drinking's wrong, yeah. Yeah, we won't get nowhere, yeah.
What can you say?
I gotta love this. By the way, the ACLU has also, this is a Vegas-type story, but people find this funny. The ACLU is trying to sue the city of Las Vegas right now, the Mayor Goodman, and the Metropolitan Police Department here.
Why?
They say that they're unfairly targeting the homeless people on Fremont Street.
Oh, you mean when they did the big sweep and they pushed everybody off Fremont so they could have that one little festival for that day and then move on?
No.
Oh.
What happened was they did a sweep,
mm-hmm.
but not for that. They just simply did a sweep to do a sweep. And what they did is they had Metro cops standing on the corner, and they just stood there. And every time somebody jaywalked, they stopped them to give them a ticket, and while they detained them, they checked them for warrants. Almost everybody they stopped for jaywalking end up getting arrested that day for warrants.
You know what? That's a good way to do it.
That's great!
It's not even entrapment.
No, because they stopped them for breaking the fucking law.
Breaking one of the biggest laws that you cannot break in this town, because if you do, you will die half the time.
Dude, jaywalking here is like living the way of the gun. Okay,
you walk out in the middle...
That's
okay,
a gamble. That's the ultimate gamble.
I watched it a couple nights ago when I was at lunch downtown. You cross 4th Street, and we always joke about 4th Street... Because if we hear a car running, it must be someone related to Claude, because they're speeding. But yeah. I watched someone in it was an old Monte Carlo, right through green. They've got the green. They got the legal right-of-way, and this idiot pedestrian tourist, walk across the light, almost gets fucking hit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking horn was a blare, but no brakes were applied. They were going to bounce them off the
hood. That's the way I drive!
You know, and you have to understand, if you don't drive like that... I sat at 3 green lights because pedestrians wouldn't stop crossing against their walk light. They would keep crossing and crossing. And finally at the green light, this is when I just got new tires on my truck. So my truck was fairly new. I put my foot on the gas. I put my foot on the clutch. And I just sat there and dumped the clutch and burnt the fuck out.
That's what you do. That scares the hell out of them.
All these old ladies just scattered left and right, just getting the hell out of my way as I just burn it down the street.
Yeah.
Cops were near me and everything, and they didn't do anything.
They're not
going to
do shit because you got them out of the way.
And if you're near a cab, fucking cabs will just start hitting the horn way early.
Fucking cabs, dude. When it comes to cabs in this town, dude, it's like fucking Mad Max, okay?
It is Mad Max. speaking of driving...
They're like roving gangs of fucking angry people.
Oh, fucking angry.
In search
angry
of
people.
Gasoline and fucking fares.
Yes, it's like Crazy Taxi, but not quite as cool. Because, man, some of these cabbies are scary. Especially, you know, when they got those, like, the blind man glasses on, you know, the really big over.
Yes.
Anyhow.
It's like fucking Ray Charles behind the wheel.
If you remember the MTV ads for the guy, you know, the guy.
I love that one. I was talking about that the other day.
Yeah,
man.
That
the
guy.
The cab
that's,
guy.
That's who drives these cabs.
Hey, you know, who threw the tomato at Jesus? Yeah, I remember
that. Okay. Moving on to driving. Yet again, stupid Iowa wins. I'm sorry. I am so glad I moved. I am educated, and I'd like to assume most of the Midwest is fairly well educated. But there's a brand new internet scam that people are really falling for.
And visions of banjos dance through my head.
Oh, man. You're not that far off. I mean, in stupidity levels
well,
here.
Well, educate us here.
Have you ever heard of an international driver's license?
You know, I keep getting the same email telling me never have to worry about insurance again or DUI because the UN sanctioned for an international driving license.
Do you know what an internet driving license really is?
I honestly have no clue.
It's a booklet that is about... Here, watch your right. leg. Here, let me get in here. It's a booklet that pretty much matches in size with this. Okay.
And you're holding up a passport right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm holding up my passport.
You ever left the country?
Not yet.
That's right. You're planning a trip
I'm
to
I'm planning on my trip to Italy. So, yes, I own a passport.
Okay. So it's about that size.
And what it does is in all kinds of different languages, it actually has what your driver's license will say. Now, you can pick these things up at AAA. As a matter of fact, I don't know where it is, but Michelle actually owns an international driver's license because she was legally able to... That way she'd be legally able to drive when she was in Italy.
And Germany.
Germany and
yes.
France
okay.
and all those.
Sure.
Idiots on the internet are getting that same spam mail. Idiots in Iowa on the internet are getting that same spam mail, and they're falling for it.
What's the price up to now on that? Last time I checked, it was $49.95.
On the internet, if you go to the AAA, because that's where you can pick them up.
Sure.
Your local AAA office, folks. God, we're plugging shit like crazy tonight. They're $10 for the permit, plus $10 for a passport-sized photo. So, $20.
$20.
Yep. And that's for an international driver's license, perfectly legal. Basically, it says here is, while many nations don't recognize American driver's license, duh, no. Most countries accept international driving permits. So
it's a permit, not a license.
So it's a permit. It basically what it is, you know,
like
as the picture
use.
Shows, it's just a brochure.
Yeah, but you understand. I've seen shit. You understand. Not only has this been for, like, if you have DUIs to clear them off your record.
God.
Dude, it says why who needs CDL?
Yeah, who needs CDL?
Dude, you're not going to fucking get a hazmat endorsement.
No.
Showing up to a fucking job going, look what I got for $20, yuck.
Or 50 or 100. Whatever these websites are offering them for, people are getting completely scammed. But yet again, I found this in the Waterloo Courier. And the first thing I thought of is, hey, look, a brand new electric keyboard. For those of you who are regulars for the show.
I'll tell you what's a worse one than that right now that's going on, and I can't believe people still fall for this shit.
Are we talking about the new version of the Help My Sultan?
Yep.
There is a third can't version out there, that. Helping My Sultan, that people are still falling for.
Yes, I am from Nigeria or Venezuela.
Or Venezuela.
And my husband...
And or spouse.
Yes. And or spouse, or my boss, has recently been executed. We need to move money, but union leaders, rebels, or unstable government shit right there has prevented me from moving. And it's always some ministry of, like, oil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you send us, and it's basically what it's saying, we need to launder money, so if you send us our bank account, we're going to move, $20 million through your account, and we'll pay you a 5% fee.
Mm-hmm. Which tells me that if people are falling for that, man, there are a lot of crooked people out there.
You know what I think? You know what I think the FBI should do?
Hmm. Send out their own and catch the people.
Say, traitor!
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you could put a perfect spin on there and get all the...
Benedict Arnold.
Get all the Benedict Arnold signs. But
at dipshitfuckinglama.com.
Let's see. Other newsworthy...
Yes.
Let's see.
I have an interesting news story for you.
The toilet one is very interesting, and I should get to that here in a little bit.
Vicar. Do you know what a vicar is?
Yes, it's...
It's kind of like the Protestant equivalent of a priest.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Mostly vicars are actually more or less found in...
England.
England.
Yes.
In Europe.
Well, actually, it is in England. It's in... I forget the name, but it's some country. Small mm-hmm. countryside town. Well, not like small, but fairly sized.
Okay.
He has angered the community there.
Uh-oh. What did he do?
During a Sunday sermon, he purported Santa Claus isn't real, and he gave proof. Because for Santa to deliver all these toys to all the children of the world in one night, he would have to travel X amount of miles per hour, and if that happened, he would disintegrate and be burned alive. And the reindeer and the sleigh and Santa would burn to death.
Oh, my God.
So for some vicar to tell kids that Santa has burned to death, they busted into tears during the sermon. And their kids are fucking scarred.
You know what? You know what that reminds me, though? I mean, it so reminds me of something like you'd see on Clockwork Orange. Yeah. You know, it just sounds like that the guy, the people who run that prison would say something like that, you know? I could just imagine that voice, or even worse, Monty Python. You know, Monty Python, oh, yes, Santa Claus, yes, he was a good guy, yes.
He burned to death.
Burned to death, though. Oh, really? How? He went.
Because if Santa takes off, because he said it like.
And they do it in music. If Santa takes off at this sort of speed, he goes this fast.
No.
He burns to death. Oh, it'll, you know.
Yeah, and basically the guy said if Santa was real, when he takes off, he'll burn to death because he has to go so fast.
Yeah.
So this, like, totally tore up the little kids.
Destroyed something.
So now all these parents are, like, having to comfort their kids. They're like, Santa's dead!
Wait a minute. If you want to go into that, then look at that article.
Hey, look. Santa has a posse.
Santa is real. It's a tagger in Boston area who's spray painting that sign everywhere.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It can't be Boston. Because if it was, it'd say Santa is real. Recently, a truncated version of Francis Church's celebrated editorial has been appearing on sidewalks all over Greater Boston. For some, the many red, spray-painted Santa is Real tags have provided comic relief from the fretful shit of the holiday season. I can't pronounce that word. The authorities, though, are not amused. The heat man, explains Tagger, the person responsible for the project. They are hunting me down. Accordingly, Tagger will agree only to an email interview, and only on the condition his/her identity is kept secret.
In other words, yeah, they do an interview with him, and it's a 20-question, like, thing. You know, why are you doing this? Because I had this great idea. As he says, what gave you this idea? He states, I was in a car that almost crashed, and the weirdest thing happened. Instead of saying, thank God we didn't crash, instead of praying to Jesus, all he kept saying was, Santa is real, Santa is real. So this guy's already pretty cracked out, but, you know, he's been breathing that with paint fumes.
Santa's real. Maybe that's what happened in Red Room. Bam, crash, fuck, Santa's real. I'm alive!
There you go.
Ka-ka, bang, fuck, Santa's real.
But he talks about, you know, how he does it, what he's doing, what people he's ran into. Innocent other people will kind of be on the watch out. Hey, dude, there's a cop, you know, beat cop 10 blocks down. Do it here and you won't get caught, you know. So people are helping him.
There's an underground of Santa believers.
Apparently there is, but yeah, he's been painting it all over the city, and he feels that people who are, you know, depressed and humdrum, well, they're gonna look down on the ground and see Santa's real and kind of chuckle, and that'll cheer him up for the holiday. So you know what? His intentions are good, and I can't argue with them. I support his art form completely. I'm not gonna do it. I'll support it though. I'll say that. What do you think? It's just fucking spray paint.
It's one of two things, man. It's either somebody's a complete fucking wacko, or you want to know the honest truth, what I really think it is?
Yeah.
It's a private joke for some guy to, like, actually get somebody to recognize him so he could make up a whole stupid story about a car crash. That's shit we would do.
True. Okay. Well, that's shit we've done. We had our entire office believing that you killed my cat.
Yeah.
How
did I murder the cat?
Let's see. I think we had him believing that your leaf blower,
yeah,
with the bad cord that I fixed. Well, I didn't fix. I mean, I just taped it up so I wouldn't shock myself. But you had a bad cord, and I told him that I plugged it in while the cat was sniffing or doing something around it.
And the cat
electrocuted himself, and I'm blaming Claude. The entire office was believing, even though I couldn't help. I mean, I couldn't help having just a shit-eating grin.
It was, like, really hard, too, man.
I mean, everybody actually legitimately was pissed at Claude here because... Yeah. They were like, oh, how could you kill his cat?
I didn't do it, man. It's his problem.
Defending
his
the fact that, okay, I didn't kill the cat.
It was his cat.
It was Mark, you know, Mark's fault because Mark, you know, didn't keep the cat away from
it. That was fucking great, dude.
And I wasn't even mad at Claude. I was getting everybody else mad at Claude, but I was telling him, yeah, I'm not pissed. It's my fault.
And I'm like, yeah, it happened. It's not my fault.
Yeah, and I'm agreeing with Claude. Everybody still hates Claude.
Yeah.
And then I go, and then, oh, God, Tit was asking questions like, well, what are you going to do about the cat? And I go, well.
We said the cat was in the freezer.
We said, I said, then in the middle of the whole thing, I'm telling them, first, my cat's dead. Claude's leaf blower killed it. I'm not really blaming Claude, although I feel Claude's responsible.
I should replace the cat.
He should replace the cat. And then I go, well, wait a minute. I still have the cat, Claude. Yeah, what are we going to do? Do you still want him to stuff? Yeah. And then we got this conversation on the floor about how...
Tit is trying to give me recommendations on where to go to take taxidermist.
Pet taxidermist.
Yes.
Tit's giving him recommendations. And then I say, and then I'm like, well, yeah, the cat's in the freezer, you know, so he'll be fine. How long do you think he'll keep Claude? And Claude's giving me, oh, a few more weeks.
And, yeah, and I'm
then,
like, well,
and then
about
Tit
this?
Looked at me and goes, so what are you honestly going to do with your cat? You got him frozen. I go, well, why don't we wait for him to die first before we figure it out? And he stops. He goes, huh? I go, yeah, I mean, my cat's fine. What the hell
that's
are you talking
great.
About? And he was just all, because
Redrum was actually pissed, too.
Redrum was pissed. A lot of people in our office were pissed because they were falling for this hook, line, and sinker. And I'm smiling the whole way.
Yeah.
Gullible people.
If you know when Trencher has that shitting grin, something's up, you can tell automatically.
Oh, yeah. But
and
you,
it was totally obvious, man.
And if I can keep a straight face, you won't know you're being had until we tell you you've been had.
It was hard, too, man, because it was like, oh, look, now we've got this big ball of bullshit. Yeah, let's see how far we can roll it downhill and keep adding on to
keep
it.
Keep adding. And we went for about a half an hour.
We probably could have gone further, man.
Could have gone a lot further, but we got bored with it.
It's like the time I told him fucking Bismarcky.
Yeah. That was just
Ted
bad.
Nugent shot him. yeah, but he also believed me, too, when I told him Lars got the shit kicked out of him by Napster users and the CompUSA, and they beat him with SCSI cables. He fucking believed it.
Really? And yeah, he's the one that brings us all the odd news.
Yes.
By the way...
So don't mention the news, okay?
Yeah.
Fucker turns CNN on all goddamn day. Then when I finally get control of it, when you have much music, you turn the TV off. The sound off. That pisses me off.
Hey, it's your bad timing.
Fucking winner for losing.
Your bad timing.
Want my seat back.
By the way, speaking of shit, my last article, and I'll keep it nice and short and sweet. If any of you out there actually have one of the air assist flushing toilets, where it actually will mix air in with the water,
and
thus
like
forcing the water down.
I like those.
They scare the hell out of people. A lot of the home versions are actually so fucking loud, people flinch. An old lady actually flinched so hard, she thought something was exploding behind her and dived into a bathtub and cracked her kneecap open. I mean, broke her kneecap, literally. Basically, it's a pressure-assisted flushing system where compressed air forces the water to go down. It's very, very economical.
This reminds me of a story my father used to tell me about his fucking grandfather. First people on the whole block to get indoor plumbing.
Oh, yeah?
So what did they have? A water closet. What did my grandfather do? To all his friends, I'm going to show you something. He takes him in the water closet, which was on the stairs, of course. That was the only closet space they had. That's why it's actually called a water closet, by the way. Gets all his friends there, like four or five kids in there. And so this is one of the old pull chains with a tank up on the wall.
Right, one of the really old gravity feeds.
Pulls that goddamn chain. Whoo, scares the shit out of the kids. They're running, bouncing off fucking walls. When he finds a door and they fucking scream around the house. Mother came down, found out what happened, bust his ass.
That's great, but you see...
Those are loud toilets. Yeah,
they are loud toilets.
I like them.
You and I know them because they have them in, like, the Monte Carlo and...
Yeah, we have them in Virginia.
The MGM, we had them in Virginia. They are very loud.
They're great.
They are loud, but you know what? You're almost afraid to sit on them. Like, good God, that much pressure and water going down? Are they going to suck your ass in?
I like those, man, because they churn the feces up. They keep it from blocking.
Oh, that's always good.
But
yeah,
if I'd have had that in Washington, D.C.
Oh, we had that in Washington, D.C. with that extended really weak water pressure in the high-rise hotel.
Oh, God. I'll never forget that.
Pressure-assisted toilets, which start around $200 compared to about $115 for a regular good old gravity workhorse toilet. They look the same, they act the same. The only difference is the trapped air forces the water through the bowl at a 70-gallon-per-minute rate. Or about three times as fast as a traditional toilet.
But it uses, like, only, I think, like 1.5 gallons a minute.
Yep. An entire flush takes less than 4 seconds compared to 15 for a gravity toilet.
Right.
And the pressure-assisted toilet uses 1.4 gallons
1.4.
Compared to 1.6 for gravity. So it is economical, and they are working on making them a lot quieter.
I like the loud.
All it is really aerodynamics, really, of how the air and the water go out.
They're going to put mufflers on toilets.
Yeah, I got a thrush muffler on this here toilet. It's a turbo, and I put on a cherry pack, but we all know how that goes. You know, the fiberglass and all.
Give new meaning to the word Flowmaster.
That's great. Thank hey, you. Folks, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break. You are still listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vf.
Yeah, like it fucking changed all of a sudden.
Hey,
we're different now.
Wait, we've seen that happen with donut shops, and we've seen that happen with grocery stores. Why not?
Yeah, but, you know, it's usually like a night off or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, at least. All right, folks, we'll be back in a little bit, and, yeah, go to the bathroom or something.
I was thinking something else. Never mind. Okay. All right, we'll be back. You know, today don't seem to care. Living, loving, getting loose. Masturbating with a noose. Now someone's kicking out the chair.
That you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage, dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby.
different at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah, 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up and then I called her in. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Relatively easy. I mean, me, my first step, jack up the car. Ding, 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 ding.
I
dropped the oil.
What was so funny was he like freaked out, man, when I pulled off the ramps and shit.
Oh, yeah?
I tapped the gas as I came off a little bit, so the wheels spun on the ramps, and then kicked one flying back.
Spank Wagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you. And really quick, something we kind of were discussing in the break here. Last week we were supposed to title the show Flesh Squeegee, which I in error forgot about.
Yes.
Unintentionally, and ended up naming
The Flesh Squeegee
Spank Motorama last week. This week, by decree of Claude, shall you?
Yes.
Go for it.
What?
What we talked about in break.
We're going to name it something.
Well, what we're going to name this week's show. Just because he has to say it once, just to name it.
Cock.
No!
Just that I totally forgot.
Flesh Squeegee?
Flesh Squeegee what?
The show.
We're going to name this show Flesh Squeegee?
You told me to.
If you want to, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck it. I'll name it whatever I want.
The show for Claude forgot the name. There you go.
Claude has no name. Big announcement. And I'm very proud to say that we are going to have a hell of a lot of fun doing
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yeah, biggest. I was going to say Flesh Squeegee, we name it Flesh Squeegee, okay.
At Cock. No, we're not. We're not naming this week you're listening to Cock. No. Lowest common denominator, maybe in the future. Speaking of what we're going to be doing now, I've been kind of teasing some of the people who, like three of you who've paid attention. The biggest fucking thing that we are going to be doing for Spank Wagon Radio. Oh, it's not that big. You can stop that right now. You just want to beat on yourself or what?
Yeah, I'm going to beat my meat.
Ew.
I'm going to shuffle my meat.
Ew.
My pork.
Get that truffle shuffle shit out of here.
Five knuckle shuffle. Not the truffle shuffle.
New Year's Eve. Las Vegas style. We.
Live!
And myself. Recorded live in front of a studio audience.
Literally.
Prostitutes, drunks, policemen, whores,
drug dealers, dope fiends.
We are going to be
the homeless.
Well, it's not going to be that bad. We are going to be downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. Actually, not downtown. The sort of negative zone between the
Teddy Corner from the Stratosphere Tower on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Live. Spankwagon Radio will be having a New Year's Eve get-together right below the Stratosphere Hotel Casino, and we'll be watching the fireworks from there.
That's right,
We will be recording a show to be played then on Thursday.
It's going to be the shit.
Going to be the shit. If you are a Las Vegas local, we invite you down.
Please.
We'll give directions, and also tonight or tomorrow, there will be a site up thing up on the link on the a link up on the site where I will have an RSVP because we really want to know who is interested in showing up. We are going to have a few rules, of course, that we have maintain: no drinking,
no drugs.
No drugs. That's it. Other than that, it's going to be us and you partying New Year's Eve.
That's right, Spankwagon style, where we bring just sit around and draw blanks.
Yeah.
I like Cheese Whiz.
What about Cheese Whiz? Did I tell you I like Cheese Whiz? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to be doing a show. Not as cool as, you know, Reverend Hammer's live show on Christmas Eve.
I'll have to hear that.
Not as much alcohol either. Actually, no alcohol.
That'll be fun.
But we are going to be doing it Spank style, which means bad food night.
That's right.
We're not only bringing Spank out of the water treatment plant zone and into downtown, but we are going to be doing bad food with anybody who wants to.
That's right.
If I can get anybody on air, and that means a bum, a prostitute, or a cop.
I think it's a cunt.
Or a police officer.
Yes.
We're going to do it. It's going to be bad food, Spank Wagon style.
It's going to be a great show.
We're
Witchy Woman's former roommate, if he can make some beef jello.
Beef jello. We're going to try to invite as many people down there as we can. We have the space, and we will have the equipment and everything set up. We will be live.
Yes.
Recorded live. We will not be live because the only thing we can't do is get a modem in that area.
Yes, we can't get a
broadband connection in that area. But we will be taping it for play on Thursday. And then you guys, pretty much Claude and I will be at our respective homes chilling and healing.
We're going to be here live and we'll give commentary.
Commentary on us. I don't think we're going to do that quite yet.
I'm going to comment on my own comments.
Don't we already do that when we catch ourselves on the monitor?
Then I'm going to talk about myself in the third person.
Claude sounded really good that night.
Yes.
Trench didn't, though. Trench was stammering a lot.
I like that Claude.
that Claude's a swell individual. But yes, so New Year's Eve, Spankwagon style, we're going to invite, open invitation, anybody who wants to show up and be a part of the wagon, part of the bad food, part of the crazy fucking news articles we find.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time.
You might be a Spankwagon story. Hopefully there's no riot.
Yeah, right. Hopefully. You know what? Hopefully.
Actually, we'll be pretty safe right there.
We're going to be behind a police substation.
Well
police patrol station.
The police are going to be behind us.
Yes.
So it's going to be cool. You might see some ambulances, some shit go down.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of stuff.
Las Vegas has always been fun before. People climb light poles and
electrocute
themselves to death. They fall to their doom. Okay, it's great, man.
Yep, and there's going to be a lot of drunken revelers who we've got.
Fall to their doom.
Yeah, fall to their doom.
It's just, you know, like so superhero comic-ish. But yes, it's going to be fun. We'll be right down the Stratosphere. Might get burned by the fireworks.
Everybody's
literally.
Because literally, we will be underneath the Stratosphere, just across the street. Literally.
Come on down. Have some bad food. Show me your tits. It'll be fun.
If you're female, show off tits. If you're male...
I don't want to see no man boobs.
No man boobs.
Okay.
No man boobs
fucking floppy men tits.
Lord knows
no.
I see enough of that when Claude runs around with his shirt unbuttoned away.
I don't run around my
you
shirt
run You got these... Hey, look at chest hair.
That's chest hair.
And then
I don't have
man boobs.
You got
these man titties.
I don't have man titties.
All hairy-ass man titties.
I got like, you know, untoned pecs.
Untoned...
Chill, man.
No, don't do that.
Watch.
No, he's doing the boob jiggle thing that like supposedly muscular men
not
do.
Boob jiggle, man.
He just jiggles his boobs.
I can exert. I don't have boobs. I can exert. I can make my pecs move, man.
Oh, God. Now, go find a fucking weight set and work on that, okay? It's a talent. Not that I want to see it anymore. Maybe you can get over to Olympic Gardens to be a male stripper. No, I don't want... No, don't do that for me, please. Do not.
You're here to fix your plumbing.
Oh, I have no way to pay!
We'll take it out and trade. Of course, I don't think, you know, I'd end up with some good-looking woman's house and I'd probably end up with some trailer. I have no money to pay. Fuck.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, that's our big no-no's. That's our big no-no's.
I have no money. I have some crank.
Our big news is we are going to be doing that show down on the Las Vegas Boulevard.
Reverend Hammer, you're invited. Come show up.
Yeah, he said he'd show if he could afford to fly in and fly out, especially over that weekend.
No, man. Go Greyhound.
Go Greyhound. There you go. You don't have to worry about having your luggage left unlocked, like the airlines are telling you to do this year, which is nuts. What about last year? Last year they didn't mind if you locked your luggage.
No.
This year they do. It sucks.
What's different about it?
I don't see anything different.
Neither do I.
Yep.
I think they just want to, like, steal stuff.
They do. Because that's why you have to lock your luggage, because the baggage handlers are crooks.
They are.
Or if they're not crooks, they're super destructive with your property. Don't trust a baggage handler. Fuck if they have a little American flag pin on their shirt. Fuck if they wear, you know...
I am happy to be America.
Yeah. So
illegal aliens handling baggage, man. But did I say aliens or aliens?
I don't know. I'm mispronouncing words ever since I got all riled up about our big news. Because I'm really excited for the fact that we are going to be having one hell...
I mean, look, you've wet yourself.
Oh, God, I did. Oh, well, I'll have to
that's just crotch sweat.
Oh, not flop sweat?
Crotch.
So,
what's for dinner? Dick cheese.
Oh, Famunda? Anyhow. Also, I want to kind of give props out to Reverend Hammer and his show. He will be doing, as I stated, Reverend Hammer has the Christmas Eve. We have the New Year's Eve.
We have the New
Year's Eve. Reverend Hammer gets lucky because he's not going anywhere. He's just going to get really drunk at home for Christmas Eve. And we get to be witness to this. Now, Christmas Eve falls on... Why don't I look at the safety
night.
Calendar? Oh, God, they don't even have 2002 in here at all.
Oh, oh, oh.
Crap.
You just bump ahead, man.
Well, I know.
Do you have a fucking calendar? Where's your
Kitty calendar, right down there.
Is this the depressing one?
What? The playful dogs and cats?
Talking about, like...
2003? What is it with all these calendars? They could make it the... Here we go. Let's see. 2002, December, Christmas Eve is Tuesday the 24th, so his show's actually going to be up sooner than mine. We are going to have our next spank wagon on the 26th. Well, yeah, we got tons of calendars in this house.
Jesus, man. I mean, you got everything.
It's like every room has to have a clock. So, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern,
live.
Christmas Eve, live.
Live.
Just shut the fuck up! Please. Hey, nice. Although I sound like that guy from Drowning Pool, so I should be clutching my chest with a heroin overdose, but... And of course, now I'm making a DVD to honor him.
They are?
Fuck nuts.
Why? Honor him for
fucking it's a Drowning Pool DVD, and of course, you know, it's in memory of...
Yeah, you know what? That's called tax write-off.
Exactly. It's to get rid of everything they have and go party with
their
new
band. Let the profits hit the floor!
Oh, I see. You're thinking of themes for the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
I love New York. I owe New York.
Fuck, dude. That stock exchange, dude. I swear to God, man. You could fucking cripple a country, dude. You went there and farted, dude. Oh, shit. You're right.
I am the reason your 401ks have bombed, folks.
Dude, man. I swear to God, the wind doesn't blow right, man.
That was
the
2 hours ago.
The S&P index just goes...
That was 2 hours ago. It's much...
You don't understand. No,
fresher in here.
It's like you're going to end up in New York sometime soon. It's a fucking figure of speech.
I know.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, it's fucking chaos effect right there in the stock exchange, okay?
My farting in Vegas ruins the stock exchange. Maybe the stock exchange gave me gas. Do you ever think about that?
Why? Eggs got cheap, so you ate them?
I can't win here, folks. I really can't. So... Let's pimp it one more time. Christmas Eve, Reverend Hammer, just shut the fuck up. Live, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Live!
Which is 8 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, standard time.
Which means it's not 5.
Well, how long is the show going to last?
Standard. I don't know if it's going to be the standard length of 2 hours. or if it's going to be longer. But we'll leave that up to Rev. If you're listening, you're going to know anyway.
I got it. Here you go, Rev. You can play the Spank Wagon drinking game. You know, like one shot every time and I say cock.
Just listen to our shows. And anytime you hear cock, cunt, fat, bitch, Goodman.
Yeah.
Why I love Vegas, why I hate Vegas. Or if it's a smack episode, ass pipe.
No. First of all, okay, it's a double, okay. If it's a smack episode,
no, it's only single. It's double if we say it because it's more original.
Well, it's double because the rarity comes up.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't say pipe. I don't say cock as much as he says taking it in the pipe.
Yeah.
So it's a shot if I say cock, and it's like licking olive if he says taking it in the pipe.
Yeah, pretty much. let's see. What do I want to do? One more segment here, actually. Something I kind of got thinking of, and our show seems to be pretty much about toilets today.
I like toilets.
Today is the bathroom show.
I have an idea, man. Mm. I'm gonna design celebrity toilets.
You know, that's a good idea because, you know, what, celebrity faces, you can shit in their face or what?
Yeah, it's a celebrity going like this.
with the Ron Jeremy toilet. It's a bidet!
You know, talking Ron Jeremy toilet. It cracks off one-liners.
Not a commode. Ron Jeremy will be a bidet. It'll clean you out.
New Boonga Boonga, the home game. It's fabulous. Chug when you hear the word fag. You know, you're right, actually. We don't say fag that often.
No, we don't.
We actually love everybody. We don't love them.
We hate everybody. Avery.
Actually, yeah, if we hate
drink
everybody.
Drink a fifth. If every time I mispronounce a word when I get all hypered.
You people will be fucking wasted within, 2 minutes.
Two and a half, maybe three. That's the reason I'm not in legitimate broadcasting, you know? It's because I can't.
Not yet.
It's because I go.
We will all one day be on, you know?
Yes, we will. Bathroom ethics is something I was listening to. Rodney Dangerfield, and I was listening to something you mentioned last week.
What I mentioned was actually original. It was actually something I did not borrow or anything.
I know, but yeah. I had to laugh.
Well,
because bathroom ethics, you asked the question. I heard this also in Rodney Dangerfield. If you're standing up in the bathroom and you're taking a piss and you fart, and there's a person behind you, even some distance behind you, is that unethical? We never really
unethical, dude. No, rude, not unethical. Dude.
Rude. Is it rude? You know, I mean, what is when you're sitting in a can and you're like sitting in a handicap stall. I heard a comedian say this. You're sitting in a handicap stall and you're doing your thing, and then you notice a wheelchair pulls up. And is waiting for the handicap stall. How guilty are you supposed to feel?
I don't know. I've never had that happen, okay?
See? Because, I mean, well, let me ask you this then.
Well, you know, that would actually make me feel worried.
Why?
Well, handicapped people are not easy to get by, dude. I mean, he'd be blocking my path to get out.
Climb over.
Have to, like, come in and we'll have to, like, do-si-do? No, dude.
Question, then.
Question.
When you walk into a bathroom, what stall do you prefer to take? What is the stall you feel the most comfortable in? Farthest or the closest to the door?
I don't know. Kind of depends.
On? And then let's say none of them are occupied.
None of them are occupied. Well, see that's actually very funny. Typically, I usually take the closer ones.
Why?
Actually, very legitimate reason right there. I don't like the farther stalls which are handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
Because for some people, handicapped people are like trains. They're like, that fucking high off the ground. I sit on the handicap toilet, my feet dangle, dude. I'm not five, okay? I like to at least be comfortable somewhat. I'll tell you what's the worst thing of all, okay? And you tell me, actually, it's kind of a tie. What do you think is the worst thing of all? Having only toilet available, it's got piss on it, and you have to wipe it off. Or you put the toilet, you put the ass gaskets down, and the seat's warm.
I would say the piss. Piss would bug me more. Mm-hmm. The lesser evil is putting an ass gasket down, because you're at least putting an ass gasket down.
Yeah.
So what if it's warm? It's a toilet. It's expected to be
used. Yeah, but that's like
used.
Somebody's ass. Dude, you're like rubbing acid with somebody, dude.
You're not rubbing acid. Heat transfer.
It don't matter,
it's
dude.
Heat transfer. You're not really rubbing.
It's heat that
it's
came out.
It's not like
his
you're
ass.
Putting an ass gasket between you and someone you just met saying, hey! No. You're putting an ass gasket down on the toilet, so it's warm.
The heat from Homer's ass is now going into yours. Oh, feel it. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Heat goes to cooler. My ass is going to be warmer than that toilet seat. Sure, I'll feel the warmth, but my ass heat is going in that toilet seat.
It bugs me. You know, that to me is something that's very...
You'd rather sit on a pissed-on toilet seat.
You wipe it off.
But it's still piss. That's urine. That's bacteria. You may wipe off the moisture...
Urine is sterile.
Urine is... Okay, but that's... Okay. But there's that dampness and that coldness that you just sat on...
You ever tried to hover?
No.
I don't know how women can do that.
I don't know how they do it either.
I tried doing that one time. I was like,
fuck. You tried?
I tried. Just see what it was like. It was a home experiment.
Man, that almost sounds as pathetic as Split Stream, but that's another story altogether.
Split Stream.
Split Stream. First piss in the morning. And the shit just seems to split. You've never had Split Stream. Never heard of Split Stream.
No.
That's a pain.
It might go off to the side, you know.
It's about like
you
that.
You have to do a little error correcting.
Yeah, it's about like that, except what it is, you know, whatever reason over the night.
The worst part is negotiation.
Shit happens and you're pissing in two different directions.
Don't have that. The worst part is negotiation.
Negotiation?
Yeah, when it's dark and you're trying to piss and you're going all the way around and you're like trying to hear the sound of water.
Okay. But if I'm in that situation, I'll just go ahead and turn around and sit down.
Not necessarily as an adult, but as a child. You ever had that one dream, man, where you're going to the bathroom and you really were?
No, never had that dream.
Never woke up pissing?
Never woke up pissing
anything. Not wet-bedding, not bed-wetting, but just, you know, you didn't go...
Nope.
I did that once, man.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I thought I was going to the bathroom in the dream.
Interesting, because I remember there is a... There's a story that Vert should tell. We should get Vert to tell it. Now I'll leave it up to him.
Okay.
Which means I'll have to call him, talk to him later tonight or tomorrow, about pissing in the wrong place when he's asleep. And that I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm gonna leave
Does
my
sleepwalk.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm going to have Vert record his story.
You know what this is reminding me of, man? Have you seen those clips on Showtime, Dirty Pair?
Yeah.
He's having sex with his wife and she's bored looking. Then he falls asleep. She goes in the bathroom. All you hear is ding. Okay. Then she wakes up next morning. She's like asleep with a grin on her face. She's smiling. She's happy. Fucking guy goes in to like brush his teeth. And he's like, electric toothbrush. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, got a weird taste to it. Then you see the clip of her later that day and she's like up against a blender going, oh yeah,
That's fucked. Hey, look at the time, folks. We're almost running out of it. So we're going to have to wrap this up.
So goodbye.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how that song goes.
Don't worry about it. Having
you with me.
Guy!
So I've got to say it's just about that time. Wish I could do one more song for you. Goodbye, everybody!
No, we don't.
Yeah, I do.
I want to say, first off, thank you. You have been listening to Spankwagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net, because it hasn't changed in the last 2 hours.
No.
And
I haven't fucked it up this time.
Yeah. I'm your host, Trench. He's your host, Claude.
That's right.
And let's see, where else do we... Oh, first off, I want to say thank you, Reverend Hammer, the official archiver of Spankwagon Radio. I also want to say thank you to VFTP.net and Vert for being the provider for the website.
Yes, that's mighty wide of you, Vert. Thank you.
I want to thank all the websites I've ever stolen my code from, mimicked my site off of. Yeah. I also want to thank anybody who knows any good cheat codes for MechWarrior or Mech Assault.
What are you doing, dude? Are you, like, testifying this?
Yes. I want to know anybody who knows any good cheat codes for Mech Assault because I'm tired of getting my ass kicked on Xbox Live. It's a work thing. It's a work thing, not a life thing.
We have to learn to play Xbox Live at work.
Yeah, what a damn challenging job we have.
It is, man.
Let's see. Is there anything you want to give out? Acknowledgements, kudos, see you laters?
I don't really know, man. I'm just like, you know, kind of here, man. I just figure everybody know that everybody I would like give mad props to.
Cheat on land? Yes, I would cheat on land. I'm a lousy fuck.
Yeah.
Cheat to win. All right, then. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
IDKFA. Yeah, there you go. I am a god.
I just want to say thank you for listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I know. There's a mix song. It's up, up, down, down, left, right, left,
right,
right,
B-A, B-A, select, start. The classic. All right, folks. We're going to leave you with the, let's see, U2's Numb, And then a nice little advertisement, and then we're gone.
Yeah.
And we will see you 1 week from tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. And
well,
I'm
kick
sure
it out, don't pay rent.
Figure it out otherwise. At least I'm kicking out up here.
It was a hit 2 years ago. Nigga, please.
Don't move, don't talk, out of time, don't think, don't worry, everything's just fine. Just fine. Don't grab, don't push, don't hope for too much, don't think, don't achieve or grieve without them. Don't check, just balance on the fence, don't answer, don't ask, don't try and make sense. But don't talk, don't run if you can walk. Don't cheat, don't beat, don't miss the one I beat. Don't travel by train, don't peek, don't spill, don't piss in the train, don't let the world.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spankwagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.